This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for May 2020. Our radio show guest is Dr. Lance Arnes, a resident physician in psychiatry and musician. Lance is passionate about helping his patients improve their health, learning and research, as well as music. Lance and his four siblings are fifth-generation musicians on their mother's side. And on their father's side, they are sixth-generation musicians, continuing their family's musical legacy. They play the violin, oboe, tenor saxophone, flute, piccolo, clarinet, and piano. Welcome to our radio show, Lance.
Thank you.
Lance, where were you born? What are your parents' names? And where were you raised?
I was born in 1992, to Becky Irons and Lee Irons in Idaho Falls, Idaho. I ended up growing up in Yorktown, Virginia.
Do your siblings and parents play musical instruments?
Yes. We grew up in a family where when we were in elementary school, our parents sat us down and asked us what instrument we would like to play. It was almost like an expectation in our house that each child would play an instrument.
When did you begin studying the violin?
I began studying the violin in the third grade with you, Dr. Frank. I continued studying for 7 years and played on your student concerts twice a year. On these concerts, I played solos with piano, chamber music with three of my siblings, and on your chamber orchestra. My siblings and I also played in the youth orchestra of Columbia, Virginia, that my parents started a couple years back, and my siblings and I used our musical skills to play chamber music together for church.
Did you also study and play any other musical instruments?
Yes. I played the oboe starting in fifth grade, so I could perform in band during middle school and high school. I also played the tenor saxophone for a marching band in high school, and I know a very little bit of piano. For oboe, I went to undergrad with a musical performance scholarship. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to continue due to the workload juggling pre-med classes and a musical performance minor.
When did you become interested in mathematics?
So while in elementary school, I was in accelerated math courses, and then which meant I did higher level math courses in elementary school, and I also did higher level math courses in middle school and high school. Besides some basic physics concepts and physiological equations, that's typically what we work on now as a doctor as well in medical school.
When did you become interested in science?
I would say I was always interested in science. I think it was because I found it easy to memorize factual information, which definitely helped me out as a doctor.
Were you a good student in school?
I was an AB student in most grade levels I was in. I did my homework, studied, and generally enjoyed school.
What was your favorite subject in high school, and did you have a favorite teacher who inspired you?
My favorite subject in high school is actually my AP English 11 class with Mr. Green. He was really passionate about the subject he taught and really made a difference in regards to my writing ability. He is probably one of the reasons why I enjoy sitting down with a cup of coffee and a muffin at a coffee shop and writing research articles now.
In high school, what clubs were you a member of?
Well, in high school, I was the vice president of our National Honor Society chapter. I was also part of the Spanish club and participated in extracurricular theater productions.
Did you play your oboe in any musical groups while you were at Old Dominion University? And did you play classical music while you were studying?
Yes. So in my first year at university, I was in the wind ensemble orchestra and had private lessons for oboe. I also sang occasionally when the opportunity arose. I usually play classical music in the background while studying, and I did that a lot in undergrad as well as in medical school.
Did any of your college professors at Old Dominion University advise and support you on your educational journey?
Yes, the professor that stands most out is Dr. Robin Lewis. She was an advisor and a great support for me on my educational journey. She was both a psychology professor of mine, as well as my research advisor when I worked in the sexual minority health lab at ODU.
Lance, were you in a work-study program while at ODU, and did you receive any scholarships?
Yes, during my first year of undergrad, I worked as a front desk worker at my dorm, and I also received an academic scholarship while I attended ODU.
Did you receive any honors or awards while at ODU?
Yes, in my fourth year of undergrad, I had a perfect 4.0, and I was on the dean's list all 4 years in undergrad. I was also in my school's honor college all 4 years.
At Old Dominion University, what was your major and minor in, and when did you graduate?
So I graduated from Old Dominion University in Northern Virginia in 2015. I earned a bachelor's in science degree with a major in psychology and a minor in biology.
During the summertime after earning your degree at Old Dominion, did you have a job?
Yes. I worked as a residential counselor at a child and adolescent psychiatric residential facility between undergrad and medical school.
Lance, when did you decide you wanted to become a medical doctor, a psychiatrist?
Interesting enough, I first got interested in that path in middle school after an online job exam. It was cemented in high school after I took an AP psychology class. I just found it really interesting and just wanted to continue it.
Did you receive any scholarships or honors while in medical school?
Yes, so I received the Florence L. Smith Scholarship and was inducted into the Society of Smith Scholars, which is an outside kind of scholarship program that was run by the Hampton Roads Community Foundation. I also earned an academic scholarship from my medical school. I also received the Hampton Roads Pride Scholarship for my work in research into public health outcomes in the LGBTQ population, as well as my volunteer activities in both my local and school LGBTQ organizations, as well as the state's LGBTQ organization, Equality Virginia. I also received the Sentara Hospital's Norfolk Medical Staff Scholarship in honor of Paul A. Tsai, who is a psychiatrist who just retired that year, as the most impressive medical student going into psychiatry residency for my class as judged by the medical staff at Sentara Hospitals in Norfolk, Virginia. And then while in medical school, I received an honors in my psychiatry and OBGYN clerkship. I also won the second place award for my research poster presentation at the Psychiatric Society of Virginia Conference, my poster titled No Hit Zone, Corporal Punishment Prohibition in Urban Academic Pediatrics Practice.
Where did you earn your medical degree, and when did you graduate?
I earned my MD at Eastern Virginia Medical School in Norfolk, Virginia, and graduated in 2019.
Did any of your medical professors inspire you?
Yes. So I would say the most impactful faculty member, she wasn't a professor, but her name was Dr. Lisa Forarkan. She was more of an advisor to me. She wrote many letters of recommendation, and was also the faculty advisor for the Psychiatry Interest Group, which I was president of, and helped me tremendously throughout my medical career while in medical school. And then in regards to a professor who actually taught me, it was probably Dr. Carey, who taught cellular and molecular biology, and she's definitely one of the more memorable of my professors.
Lance, what hospital and specialty are you working in?
So I am currently a first-year resident physician in psychiatry at the University Hospital of Brooklyn, SUNY Downstate Psychiatry Residency Program.
How has playing the violin, oboe, and tenor saxophone helped you through your university and medical studies?
So I would say that I gained a much greater appreciation for music and the power of music to shape my mood, my focus, and my outlook. I think it's also helped build a good foundation in discipline and the importance of developing a skill. Something that is unique to psychiatry and in a way surgery as well, something I've been told by surgeons, compared to other medical specialties, is a requirement of a certain level of clinical skill and adaptiveness and therapeutic approach based on unforeseen variables. Kind of like reading a new piece of music, every patient represents a different song and melody. They also come with their own baggage and life stories that require immense amounts of practice to piece through effectively and empathetically as well as efficiently. Something that I feel comes with practice on musical instruments as well. I've also seen that with patients who attend music therapy and are able to express themselves in ways they otherwise would have difficulty expressing themselves in, music therapy can definitely be a great help for them to be able to do that and be able to process through difficult emotions and difficult situations.
In medical school and as a first-year resident, do you play classical music while you study?
I do at times. I do at times play classical music while studying. I do have a Spotify playlist of classical music I enjoy listening to. I started putting it together actually after a music appreciation class in my first year of undergrad. And so I pulled a lot of the music we were going through and put it into this playlist. And I also do occasionally pull out my instruments to play when I have time.
enjoy working with your patients?
I absolutely love my work now, especially the time I get to spend with patients. Something that's interesting about psychiatry, unlike other parts of the medical field, majority of our data that we collect for patient care comes from our interview. So this allows for us to have a lot of time speaking with our patients and really gain to know their lives at a deep and personal level.
Thank you, Dr. Lance Arnes, for sharing your work as a resident physician in psychiatry with our radio show audience and for helping your patients to improve their health.
Thank you for having me on.